You're listening to SBS News.
As demand for at-home testing kits soar across the country, families and organisations alike are struggling to get their hands on them. Every day, Reverend Bill Cruz and his team prepare 1,000 meals for Sydney's homeless. As cases rise, he's asking for 500 rapid antigen tests per week to keep them safe.
We've already spent nearly $20,000 on these kits just to make everybody safe. And I begin to think, what do people want me to do with the money, you know? Feed the needy or rapid test people? It's just not right. And it's really important for governments to look after the needy people. And at the moment, I find they're being neglected.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has dismissed calls to make free tests widely available to the public, despite rapidly growing demand.
We've invested hundreds of billions of dollars getting Australia through this crisis, but we're now in a stage of the pandemic where you can't just make everything free, because when someone tells you they want to make something free, someone's always going to pay for it, and it's going to be you.
The federal government will spend $375 million on rapid tests, but they will only be free for confirmed COVID-19 cases, close contacts, and high-risk settings such as aged care. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has condemned Mr. Morrison's decision as a public policy failure, saying the public isn't asking for everything to be free, just a temporary measure in the middle of a critical phase of the pandemic.
He was wrong to not prepare to have rapid antigen tests fully available, and they shouldn't be priced out of people being able to get them either. People who can't afford them should be given them. That's the truth of the matter, because otherwise the consequences are more dire.
Health Minister Greg Hunt backed the decision, criticising Labor for suggesting rapid antigen tests should be freely available.
If there were no constraint on that, then people would go down and take crates and boxes away. That's obviously not remotely consistent with the real world.
However, it is consistent with testing strategies overseas. In the UK, residents can pick up rapid tests free of charge from pharmacies and vaccination centres, leading some experts to question why Australia can't do the same. Stephen Duckett, Health Program Director at Grattan Institute, asks why the federal government failed to ensure an adequate supply of rapid antigen tests in the nation's reopening plan.
With the least bit of forethought, we would have known right from the beginning that rapid antigen tests are part of the future. The government had its head in the sand and did nothing about it, with the result that we're in the situation we are now, and they're now trying to blame everybody else for their own failures.
WHO epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McClaws fears the decision will have dangerous consequences.
This divide between the privileged and the wealthy and those that aren't privileged and wealthy is going to be very, very obvious, and people are sadly going to inadvertently go to work and spread the infection.
On average, each test in Australia costs around $15, but in recent days, some people have reported paying up to $25, even more than $50 per pack. Pharmacies deny price gouging, with David Heffernan from the Pharmacy Guild of Australia saying many are struggling to cover their costs.
We have supply chains trying to get the stock into the country during holiday periods, during public holidays. So pharmacists can't be expected to absorb costs. And so if they do have a percentage markup on a cost, then, you know, I mean, it should be fair that the costs are passed on.
The government is now considering whether to subsidise rapid antigen tests for concession cardholders. That's due to be debated at the next National Cabinet meeting on Wednesday. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.